Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Glenn King, who is the new Vice President of Marketing with Beaulieu Commercial. Glenn, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm well. I guess you've been in this job about 6 months, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And your testament to the what a lot of people say is that once you get into this business, you can't get out. Let's talk about your past a little bit. You've worked for Interface, you've worked for Shaw, you've worked for Maslin. Then you left, got into, I guess, wall coverings, and then something drew you back into the flooring industry. It's just kind of like a tar baby, isn't it?
Well, in some cases it can be, absolutely. I think you hit on some of the different people that I've worked for in the past, and each one of those has really given me the experience to move into the position that I'm in now. One of the things you didn't mention was that I actually was one of three senior managers in a marketing firm in Atlanta that really focused on the commercial interiors market.
Mm-hmm.
And what that allowed me to do was step outside of the industry completely from a manufacturer's perspective and really get an understanding of what the needs are of the manufacturers, so that when I came back into the industry, it really gave me some experience that I definitely needed.
So you got some customer perspective, give you a little empathy then.
Absolutely. I had some on the front end anyway, because I understood what it took to deal with some of the manufacturing personalities that are out there, but mm-hmm. I definitely got a new perspective, absolutely.
All right. Just to run back through that, you've been in the flooring business when you stepped in with Interface, so that was 15 years ago or so, right?
Well, it was actually about 20 years ago. I came out of college in 1991 and worked with Interface in the sample department. I worked my way from there into my first marketing position. From there, I've actually been in direct sales. So the experience that I gained with Interface was very good, because it allowed me to learn the manufacturing process in the industry, understand what the customers are looking for, and really what our salespeople needed as well. So it was a good experience for me.
Okay. And you worked for, I guess, Mike Gallman at Shaw and then Ken Dempsey at Maslin. So you worked for a lot of talented people in the business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I credit each one of them to a lot of the experience that I've gained.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the new Beaulieu Commercial. I guess there's been some changes going on. First, let's talk about basically the fit. Beaulieu, you know, when you start talking about unique selling proposition, what sets them apart? What makes them different?
Well, I'll answer that question twofold. Well, first of all, we did reorganize the commercial divisions about 9 months ago when mm-hmm. David Vita came over, was hired as our executive vice president. About 3 months later, Ralph Bowe, the CEO of Beaulieu Group, basically made some structural changes and created two officer positions. One of them was James Leslie as the chief operating officer for the company, and then Jeff Meadows as our chief marketing officer.
Right.
About that same time is when I joined the team. And I came in specifically on the commercial side. And what David and I have been really, really working on is a real strategic direction for our commercial division. Not necessarily just trying to find our way, but in reality, we actually had a plan coming in. And one of the true things that sets us apart as Beaulieu Commercial from our industry is, number one, that we are a little bit smaller mm-hmm. than most people understand or realize. But in reality, we're even larger than that. Being a private company, we don't share a lot of that information. But
right.
In reality, we truly are, a lot of the competition out there, we're probably 50 to 60% larger than most people really think we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the interesting things about this company once I got involved and what I learned about. It was really exciting, actually. But going to about December 7th of 2010, what we decided to do is we really had three distinct selling organizations. And what we decided to do with those organizations is bring them all together under one single organization carrying all three brands. And what that allowed us to do is really streamline our operations, streamline our business, our product focus. And by consolidating it, it also allowed us to really capitalize on that entrepreneurial spirit we have as a company. And we really encourage our salespeople to be very flexible in the marketplace. We don't put them in that quote-unquote corporate box that's out there. We really gave them the ability to sell from, you know, our higher-end designs all the way down to the value-driven product line we have as well. But in combination with that, we really take an approach of solution-based sellings with technology innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that separates us, I think, from a lot of our competition, is that we really are technology-driven.
Okay. You used to have three sales forces, one for Beaulieu, one for Cambridge Commercial, and one for Pure, and now you've a little bit. I think, you know, Mohawk did this a couple of years ago under Al Cavis. So you looked at that and you decided that it might be better to have one unified sales force that was out there selling everything that you had. Is that right?
That's correct. What's interesting about us versus the Mohawks of the world is that Mohawk had three very large brands, three very large sales organizations.
Right.
We were complete opposite of that. We were very small. We were playing almost in a, you know, kind of a niche approach, and what we decided to do was so that we could be more competitive in the market, offer our customers more of an opportunity to use our product. We felt that if we brought all of our salespeople together, it would maximize the number of feet that we had on the street, and that was the approach we took.
Yeah, and you don't really have, when it comes to nylon, where you source nylon, you can get that from anywhere, right? So you're a little bit more nimble when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's correct. That's another idea of giving our salespeople the opportunity to be successful in their local markets is we do use various yarn mills, yarn manufacturers, including our own in-house yarn, so we do have a lot of capabilities there. But one thing I want to touch on is from the innovation side of our business. At NeoCon last year, we actually were given an innovation award for our TacFast free-floating installation system, which is basically a hook-and-loop system that eliminates a need for liquid adhesives. That's something that we've been really proud of. Mm-hmm. We're moving forward with that. We also have Purilex, which is a product that that's an industry first in the manufacturing technology, which really measurably improves indoor air quality by reducing odors in a facility. And, you know, this advancement really speaks to the GSA and healthcare markets, just to name a few. Our Nexterra carpet tile backing, which is basically a PVC-free backing system. Mm-hmm. It allows us to manufacture the product using recycled PET bottles, which we actually have a company-owned facility that we buy that from internally. So this advancement gives us about a 40% recycled content within the product.
Actually, you know, I saw that product at Domatex and noticed that it was a little bit more flexible. So I think you've changed the plasticizer chemistry in it, haven't you?
Well, we changed the chemistry in it in the sense that we needed it to be a little lighter, needed it to drape a little bit easier, and really we reacted to what the installers were asking us to do, which was make the product easier to install, more flexible, and we definitely accomplished that with that.
Right, and actually, to go back to that TacFest, I saw that at NeoCon last year. It's pretty interesting because you can make the modular tile very lightweight because the structure or the amount of rigidness of the tile is not as required because it locks down to the hook and loop system, right?
That's correct. In actuality, what we do is we actually sell the total system. So when you actually apply the carpet to the lock plate system, as it's known, it actually becomes one complete system at that point. So it becomes very rigid at that point. But what's really nice about it is you can pull the product up, change it out if a product gets damaged. If you decide to change the theme within a location, you can just buy the carpet aspect of it only and just change that out so you're not having to pay for the additional removal, the floor prep that comes involved in that, as well as the reinstallation. So it becomes a very, very economical program for customers who do partake in that. And that's been a very nice selling tool for us, and specifically in the retail market has been a real big plus for us at this point.
Okay, we're about to run out of time. I want to catch just a couple of real quick questions. As far as the marketplace, what are you seeing in the market right now?
Well, we personally, as a company, as we finished up 2010 on the commercial side of our business, we actually had about a 12% growth in a pretty flat market. And we attest a lot of that to the direction that we've attained here, our salespeople buying into that. And that 12% growth primarily came between September and December. So we really, really built a lot of momentum going into this year. And just some of the preliminary numbers, in January and February, we're actually up about 25% over the same period of last year. So I'm not sure how the rest of the industry is currently doing, but we feel we're in a very great position. And, you know, we have a true sales direction, true marketing plan that's been implemented, and our machine's in motion. And we've done our homework, and we're going to be successful. We know we will, and we've got a great sales organization, and we're really looking forward to moving ahead.
Well, that's very interesting. Okay, Glenn, well, it's good to introduce you to our listeners. I've been talking to Glenn King, who's the Vice President of Marketing with Bowie Commercial, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.